Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.
Hi, this is Carrie Weber with an exciting announcement for listeners of The Word. Beginning on the first Sunday of Advent, up through Christmas Day, we will be bringing you new Scripture Reflections every day. These daily reflections will be written and narrated by my colleagues at America Media. We'll also share episodes from the new season of the Imagine podcast every Saturday. We look forward to sharing all our new content right here on The Word. To listen, just stay subscribed to The Word. Welcome to The Word, Scripture Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Our Sunday reflections are written by Jamie L. Waters. Stay Woke. A reflection for the first Sunday of Advent, November 29th, 2020. A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." Today is the beginning of Advent and the start of a new cycle of liturgical readings. In year B, we will hear many texts from Mark. Today's gospel reminds us that during Advent, and always, we must stay woke. At the end of year A, we heard several passages from Matthew that called for vigilance and preparation for the coming of the kingdom. That concern is prominent in Mark and likely influenced Matthew's writings. Mark puts his audience on high alert, depicting Jesus preaching on the importance of watchfulness. In Mark 13, Jesus makes predictions about the destruction of the temple and the suffering and persecution of his followers to come, revealing Mark's context as an evangelist writing during the First Jewish-Roman War. Living during a tumultuous period of revolt, Mark and his community thought that the end times were near, a concern palpable in the gospel. In today's reading, Mark reminds his community to be watchful, be alert. To illustrate this, he describes Jesus telling a story of servants and a gatekeeper entrusted with care for a house. They are to maintain the house and continually watch for the owner's return. May he not come and find you sleeping. Jesus insists that his followers remain vigilant, as they must be ready for events that are beyond their knowledge and understanding. Like Mark's first century audience, many people today have been living in a state of uncertainty and anxiety. COVID-19, the presidential election, and the ongoing struggles for equality and racial justice have dominated our minds and hearts. To use a 21st century expression, Mark reminds us all to stay woke. We must be mindful of what is happening to us and around us. Like those given responsibility for the owner's house, we must be responsible for ourselves, our actions, and our community, constantly increasing our awareness, recognizing and criticizing evil, and pursuing the common good. As you pray with this Sunday's readings, we encourage you to ask these questions. What can you do to increase your knowledge and understanding? How can you advocate for justice for all people? How can the season of Advent help you to be more mindful in your actions? The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Written versions of these reflections are available online at americamagazine.org/theword. To receive the Word e-newsletter each Wednesday, visit americamagazine.org/word-newsletter. That's Word newsletter, all one word. Thank you for praying with us.
Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.